Hey guys, Bill Spadia here. Welcome back to Speaking Millennial. I'm here with Jessica Nutt and Jay Black.
Regional comic, Jay Black.
Regional, you're regional. Up from local.
Made it over the bridge. We were in Jersey, now we're in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
So he's expanding.
One day soon, I hope to be in Ohio.
Someday, Jay.
Someday.
You can.
Yeah.
You know what? You can dream.
Some days
you
I
can
get
dream.
Stars in my eyes, and it's a little too much.
So I was telling you, I had dinner at Mediterra.
Mediterra.
Princeton. So our friends, Anthony Momo, one of the owners. Anthony Momo.
I did. And now that I'm hearing the Momo, I didn't hear the original Anthony Momo. It does sound like a name from Goodfellas.
It does.
A little bit. Anthony
like
Momo.
Momo and the boys.
Well,
yeah.
And the brother's name is Carlo Momo.
Carlo Momo.
Carlo Momo.
Carlo Momo.
That's a great name. Jessica worked for the Momos.
That's, yes, you were
like,
the hostess.
Like, say that several times fast, right?
Carlo Momo.
Momo. Carlo Momo.
Carlo Momo. Carlo, and his middle name, Marco. Carlo Marco Momo.
And we did our first dinner
at
Mediterra with Jerry Burke. This was back before the show launched, Chasing News. And you were working that night.
Yeah.
And you said, I'm seeing a high-powered media summit. How do I work my way in there? And you said you dropped off. You were like, here is your table and my resume. Am I
so
correct, Jessica?
Actually, what's interesting is it kind of worked that way. In the reverse, Jerry stood up and pretty much said, do you want to be in television?
That was
how it happened.
I said, I want a job. And he said, do you want to be on TV? And I said, of course. And then he said, meet everyone. And he introduced me to everyone at the table, which was...
Was that embarrassing?
I thought it was awkward for you guys because I didn't care.
Right.
Do you remember that?
I do remember that because I didn't know why we were going to Mediterra. And because it was, I thought it was just convenient for me. I'm like, this is great. I like these meetings. So that was before the show launched. I think that was before, that may have been before I got hired.
Yeah,
I don't remember when it was, right? It was.
By the way, I just want to say that in the history of show business, the producer at a table talking to the young hostess about, do you want to be on television? It's the only time in history that that hostess showed up on television.
And actually got on television.
There's a 1 in 35 kajillion chance of that happening, and you were the one.
You're the one.
I shouldn't tell people the story, because it'll encourage other girls to get in bad situations.
Encourage more producers to be like, how would you like to be on TV? I'm doing an audition later in my basement.
Did you think it was a line?
Not at all.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
That's good to know. It's good to know that you were that insulated from the world.
Yeah.
That you didn't,
like,
in LA, they would have been like,
you must be a television producer.
It's not in LA. It's in Princeton.
Right. That's a good point.
If it was
in LA.
Location matters. Location matters. So you had your first oyster there.
That's right.
And my wife, Jody, took the video.
Posted
the video.
If you go there now, there's a plaque. Jay Black made his first oyster here.
So we sat at the same table. And so these are friends we haven't seen in almost a year. Maybe not that long, but for me, you know, I don't know, time flies. So they start asking me about the radio, about TV. They're like, oh, you're doing some comedy now. They're like, yeah, but we don't understand. What's the muffin joke? Now, I get that often.
Hey, look, we're being joined by...
Is that Nicole Moreno?
Nicole, she actually came.
So, Nicole, we are recording hashtag Speaking Millennial. So, before I finish the story, Nicole, who is joining us at Parks Casino here for our big show tonight, sends me a text. The text says OMW, which I got, but she didn't think I was going to get it.
Oh, my word?
Oh, my word. Yes, yeah. Very good. So she sends a follow-up text explaining it on my way.
On my way.
So I text back. I'm like, I got it.
Yeah.
She's like, right, honorary millennial. I got it.
I would have said, oh, my word, which I guess if you were a 65-year-old Midwestern woman exclaiming, oh, this is a great souffle,
it would have made sense.
Oh, my Lanta.
Oh, my Lanta. Who says that? Ashley used to say that.
Ashley.
And my great-grandmother.
Oh, my Lanta?
Both.
No kidding.
Lanta.
And my great-grandfather who invented my Lanta.
I
would have had the my Lanta
here,
fortune.
Actually.
Yes.
You'd be an heir to the my Lanta fortune.
I would be telling young girls that I'm a producer somewhere.
Here's my card.
Yes.
I can get you on TV.
Would you like to be on
television? So we're in that table, which may even be the same table that you were discovered at, Jessica. That corner table. It's my favorite
table.
The round table. Best table. No, at Mediterra in Princeton.
Oh, okay.
Jerry.
Discovered
we her. We had a meeting. It was me, Jerry, Dennis Bianchi. Who else was there? Do you remember?
Oh, my God.
Morgan, maybe Paul, or some guy that...
Paul was there. that one of those editors.
There was a guy that was on his phone looking at like XXX pictures.
Yeah.
That guy may not be with us
that
anymore.
That stuck with me.
Was it hentai?
I don't know what hentai was across from me.
He was saying, yeah. I remember somebody being on their phone. I remember you saying that.
And I was like,
that's creepy.
Creepy.
So Jerry said, hey, I'm a producer. Do you want to be on TV?
Oh, that's why I know
so
that happened.
Okay,
that's
what
you're saying.
So anyway, same table. Jay, we went out to dinner with Jay and his wife.
Had my first
Had his first oyster.
That's right.
Which was an experience, which you now like. I don't know that you've ordered it again.
No, no. It sounds like a euphemism, though, doesn't it? It sounds like a euphemism. Like
we're covering.
What happened? Bill gave me my first oyster.
Wow. That,
and I've never been the same, I'll be honest with you. His wife filmed it, so I hope they get something out of it.
God, you know, I never thought of it that way.
It's actually,
this is like a private show.
It's something that I've talked to my therapist about in depth.
Again, we get ourselves in trouble. So the guy, Steve, he said, so I'm starting to listen to you, and I hear you referencing the muffin joke. Mm-hmm. What is the muffin joke? So I told the whole story about Tommy John again, the muffin joke, and then I tell the muffin joke. His wife, or his girlfriend, says to me, oh, I get it. So your comedy bit is not being funny.
Hold on a minute.
And then tonight I show up and Mike Baldini's in charge and he's like, oh, so you dressed for radio, I see.
Well, I mean,
I'm like, that's like two strikes inside of 2 days.
Yeah. So don't let yourself get rattled.
No, I'm good, I'm ready.
But I would be drinking more heavily than
okay,
you are.
Okay, I definitely
should. Throwing that out there.
I should have a drink before I stuck with water. I'm on like the Jay Black...
Oh,
pre-show
drink. Water. Yeah. No, listen. I don't do drugs or alcohol anymore. But you should understand, I still want to do drugs and alcohol. Oh, like, okay. Don't take my example. You can do it.
This is a temporary thing for you, though. Just to lose weight.
No.
Are you done for good? No more whiskey?
It's because I'm on the Wellbutrin, which is an antidepressant. And the joke I always give in my act is, I'm on so much Wellbutrin, it counts as an experiment. My brain's like a North Korean parade. It can't be sad even if it wants to be. You know, it's like heavy levels. Because the doctor keeps going, how you feeling? And I'm like, pretty good. Like, he's talking to me like I'm patient zero. Like, you doing all right? Have you grown any tails? Like, I don't believe I have. No, should I be keeping a notebook? And on the amount of Wellbutrin I'm on, I was like, well, I can still drink, right? And they're like, well, we wouldn't suggest it. And they did it in that way.
It sounds more like a recommendation than a direction.
It sounds more like they're covering liability. It sounds like if they say, don't go ahead and do it, then...
See, I'm tempted because in my life, I just say things that come in my head. At this point, I'm ready to buy you a drink.
Here's what I'm saying, though. I think that doctors don't just say things that come into their head. At least
they have knowledge?
I would hope so.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I guess.
They just suggested... No, and the fact that I'm trying to lose weight, which, by the way, 219, down 41 pounds.
Yay!
When
you
met Jay, how much did you weigh?
260.
Yeah.
260.
How about that?
I was going through an old promo the other day, and you were in it, and I'm like, hey.
Yeah. We should probably formally introduce Nicole Perino.
Yeah, Nicole,
having joined the Speaking Millennial podcast, you are at the Glam Cam on Twitter. Is there an underscore in there?
There's an underscore.
See, that is not good. That's very non-millennial.
You know why? The Glam Cam was
taken.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was late to the Twitter game.
I was late to the Twitter game.
Wow. By the way, you can find me on Twitter at the Glam Cam. Very, very adult. Don't send your kids there.
Brand.
I'm just letting you know. I have my own brand. By the way, that original promo, when you see it, it actually it bends a little bit because I was so fat, the light was bending.
The whole frame was like...
Yeah, but that was on... Our show, you were that much
lots
heavier.
Of times.
Yeah,
you were.
He had a big, bulky sweater to cover it up.
That's right.
Do you remember the sweater?
You could really see.
I could really tell. I looked like I had just been stung by several bees.
And then you couldn't take
hair.
It off.
Yeah, no, couldn't take it off because
you had
so fat.
The blue shirt under. Mm-hmm. You were probably soaked.
Yes,
it was hot. It's always hot.
I actually
how hot it is on set. Remember how hot it was?
I had to actually set fire to that.
So this show actually starts in like 3 minutes.
Oh my god! And you're first?
No, I don't think so. I'm hoping not.
What's the plan?
Because...
I don't know, but here's a plan, Jessica, that unraveled.
Okay.
We had a plan. Our plan was 6:45. I'm like, we'll both be in the car, headed here. I'm like, let's talk and plan the podcast. Let's talk through what we're going to talk about.
Yep.
That did not happen.
Nope.
I don't know why. I have no reason.
So
I don't
you didn't
know.
Plan it.
I feel like a millennial. Like, I said something and I moved on.
Didn't do it.
right?
Jay's just moved like on. The true millennial. On his watch.
Yeah, he's the real true millennial.
Are you tweeting?
No, no, he's I've been. Pictures.
I've no. I've
is that what you're doing?
My wife.
Are you being creepy like the guy at our first dinner at Mediterra?
By the way, if I'm so bad, I'm looking at porno on my watch.
That's a problem.
Things have really gotten into a bad place. So what happened was, I didn't want to sell my wife's father out, but he was the one who said, "I'll drive you in," because I was at the charity thing before here. He got there late, and then he did old man driving all the way up here. So I got here at 8 o'clock.
I thought you were in Uber.
No, I wish
you were in, like, Grandpa Uber.
No, I was in Grandpa Uber. I was in the worst kind of Uber.
I didn't realize
so
that.
She's texting me because the last thing she saw while she was at the charity thing eating good food was me going, "I'm in the back seat with your dad." And he was driving, so I was in the back seat.
Wait, back seat?
That's a great question.
When we got here, he made me make out with him for about 15 minutes before I could come in.
Why were you in the back seat?
Because it was lookout point. No, his friend came with him. So,
well, you should have started with that, Jay. I'm just going to say.
It's the father-in-law.
The three of us were driving. Randy, I was in the back seat.
I was in the back seat and driving up. So the last thing she saw was like 65 texts in a row where I was just giving her the updates. Okay. Like, I'm in the back seat with your dad's driving. We're going 4 miles an hour. And he's like, you can never be too careful. It's like, you actually can. We're going backwards.
It's actually more dangerous to drive that slow.
So, people will just rant.
No, but I like the idea of someone giving me a ride and I sit in the back seat. I like that.
It's very nice. Yeah, you don't have to make eye contact.
I think maybe I should do that.
Yeah, I actually bring a little plexiglass that I put up so
not
that I don't have to.
With a family member.
No, especially.
Yeah, please.
I think especially. Yeah. Don't you think?
You don't have in-laws, right?
No.
You have a boyfriend?
No.
The last time you had a boyfriend, did you hang out with their parents often?
Nah.
Yeah, there you go. So when you're legally
but
bound.
That's
what was great
fault.
About
not
Jay
mine.
Is he was going to work toward the punchline no matter what. Like,
no matter
you worked
what
hard
I said,
for that?
Yeah.
But listen,
no, yes.
Eventually, right? I knew we would get to the place where there was common ground, which was, hey, my dad wants to hang out. Do you want to hang out with him?
But this is the thing.
Do you like
parents?
No, you don't. Was that?
I like parents.
You like your parents?
And other people's
you
parents.
You like other people's parents?
I love
them. I know how you get along with Bill now.
I would love to.
See? And there you go. That's it.
I would love to meet your parents.
It's not because I'm an honorary millennial.
Yeah, that's
it's because I'm a parent.
You're a parent. You get along.
I'm the old guy. Yeah. I get it.
You do have a very father knows best kind of voice. Where like I could see you in the 50s with a pipe and a sweater.
The pipe.
Where you would have been Timmy, you should not have hit that baseball through a window.
I do give advice.
Yeah,
I do. I do give advice.
I could see you coming.
I've given dating advice, right? I give a lot of advice.
See you coming in, taking off your loafers, putting on sneakers, taking off your jacket, putting on a sweater. I could see you very
Mr. Rogers.
Oh,
is he dead?
Talking to imaginary puppets.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
Is he like 10 years ago dead?
Yeah, no, he.
No, like only 5 maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think he's been.
He died though. He's
yeah,
dead. We're sure of that.
He's dead. The puppets are still alive, though.
I have a
from that show.
Yeah,
you can get a hold
king
of
the train.
Yeah,
I have a whole childhood flashback right now.
The train that went.
What was that called?
The king of imagination land.
It was something like that, right?
Yeah, it was the king, and it was like
land of make believe.
Land of make believe.
Wasn't that it?
That was Mr. Rogers.
I don't know. I could be mixing my childhood.
The kingdom of make believe.
Kingdom. That sounds real deep.
The kingdom of make believe.
And the castles were all real
Who
high.
Who was this show for? Because I feel like you guys were the ones watching it.
Right.
Did you guys not watch? Did you?
I
not
watched
watch
it, but I was young. I don't remember.
Yeah, Jessica, you didn't watch
I'm
it?
Not picking up on any of this. I feel like you guys know.
You remember Mr.
Rogers
though?
The train, doo doo,
from memes.
By the way,
what?
So that's a millennial.
Yeah.
You know Mr. Rogers from memes.
You watched it on your TV in square standard definition. Yeah.
Well, I'm not able to quote back the characters. I don't know what the puppets are. You guys know all about
it. I don't know the puppets.
Did Nicole just describe a television?
Yeah.
Square
television.
It's a square like this. Wow. I had one with the wood box around.
Ooh. Oh yeah, that was the 25.
Yeah. It was this.
If you wanted a 25-inch TV, you needed the wood box one.
So it was a piece of furniture bigger than this. I mean, this is small. So the screen was this big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the box was a piece of furniture.
It was like,
By the way, we're hearing the introduction to the show.
So
this
we
will
are,
go on. No, we have another 4 hours. We have 4 hours of recording time.
And they'll pay
you. That could happen.
On any second.
Yeah, I'm ready. So here's what happened.
Okay.
Mike, what's up?
Are you going to climb down the bar?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm thinking I should...
No, no, no. You don't get out this way. You go out that way. Hang in the back. Yes. So
we should wrap up in a couple minutes.
We should. We should.
I feel like we don't have a theme for this podcast.
Well, I think the theme is going to be this. This is a stand-up show for you. And you're going to be performing, and I think that we should... Are you nervous at all? Is this something you're excited for?
I'm excited.
Okay, not nervous at all.
So, I'm not nervous. I am excited because I've now done this set 4 times.
Yeah.
Right? So, Jessica's taped each one.
All right.
And I think they're getting better. Here's the problem.
Yeah.
I've made them shorter, per your recommendation.
Absolutely.
And I'm ready for May 21st at the Comedy Strip Live.
It's got to be 5 minutes.
I walk in, and Mike says... Mike Baldini, who runs this, he's like, you want to do 15? I got 15 for you. Now, I said, listen, I'm not ready for 15.
Right.
I could do 15, maybe, but I don't know that it would be funny. Right. It might not be a good 15. Right. Exactly. I said, I think I have a good 5.
Right.
Now, I practiced in the car. I did it in the car.
Uh-huh.
It was 8. So okay. I don't know why it was 8. Like, I think I was just talking to myself. Like, I'm talking to myself out loud with no one on the phone.
Do you find that, are you adding stuff while
you're pausing for the laugh.
Gotcha. And you're overestimating the laugh.
And about a minute and a half. I'm like, well, I've got to give them at least 30 seconds right. to really let the laugh out.
They'll probably chant my name here. So I'll give them some time to chant my
encore.
Name.
Yes, encore. Yes, yes. Right. Don't leave. You're the best. See, that's what I was
I got to give the women time to get their underwear off.
Was that wrong? Was that wrong?
No, listen. Okay.
You could have went like the bra to a little more innocent.
No.
Because underwear, like...
That's real going far.
Listen to this. So, this is an interesting segue. Jessica and I walk out of the front of the club to find the green room, which actually is orange.
Yes.
Orange and there's no bathroom.
By the way, do you know why a green room was called a green room? Have I told you this?
I don't know.
Because it used to be slang for where you got paid.
Right.
That's
right.
They would say, let's go to the green room. In the 80s, it was the white room.
I want it to be... Right, I got that. See, as an old guy, I got
it. That's where you did cocaine.
Old salt. Yeah. Old salt, right there.
I got that reference.
Yeah. You know what a TV is? It's a box like this.
And cocaine is what we used to call meth.
So what was I just... Oh, wait, I got these. You're talking about underwear. Yeah. So we walk out, and there's somebody walking in, and I waited.
Coming to work.
Had the Philly shirt on, but she forgot her pants, clearly. She was not wearing pants. None that I could see.
That's what they wear. They don't wear pants.
I immediately made eye contact with her, because I'm like, I can't look.
Right.
Like, you know, so immediately when someone is scantily clad,
like
I avert my eyes.
And a Philly shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, like
they weren't just legs? Like they were leggings?
No, a bodysuit.
Like thick stockings and like a onesie.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. I didn't get that.
She was wearing an actual onesie.
Like a
it's an actual onesie
with
a flap so she could go to the bathroom.
There's a flap?
There were probably fishnets there.
The flap for the butt where you can...
I averted my eyes immediately.
Yes.
And then I almost didn't mention it to Jessica because I'm like, now I'm going to sound like the creeper that was checking out the girl with no pants. So I was having a whole conversation in my head. On that 15 feet of walking, all I'm thinking is, am I a creeper for mentioning this?
Did you know? But I noticed it.
She must have noticed.
Bill, when I used to...
You noticed.
Were they fishnets?
I'm just laughing because they awkwardly had to, like, move out of the way to let her by, too. So there was like, acknowledgement that she was there.
Yes. Oh, I couldn't escape.
When I used to teach, they would have these rules that you had to...
Fingertips.
You had to employ, which is like, spaghetti straps were not allowed. You can't have a bra strap showing. Too much cleavage, too little skirt.
Uh-huh.
As a male teacher, especially in my 20s, I always had to go tell a female teacher, go handle this.
Right.
Because the big thing was, if you go, your boobs are hanging out, young lady, why are you looking?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? And I'm like, no one could not look. There was too much gravity involved. We all had to look. But you can't say that. You have to go tell a female teacher to take care of it for you.
Yeah.
Do you think they're hearing us on stage? Because I feel like the stage is very close to us.
It sounds like right through that curtain.
Hearing the projection through the microphone?
I'm not sure.
Or are we,
You know, I think...
This comedy show is interrupting our podcast.
It is.
It's really getting
it is.
Away.
Okay, we should probably
wrap this up. All right, so I can't tell you what the theme of this podcast was. Maybe millennials explain to other millennials what a television is. I think that's part of it.
I think memeing Mr. Rogers.
Land of Maple.
Memeing Mr. Rogers. Which, by the way, sounds like an experimental short story that I'm going to write at some point.
There's no question.
Memeing Mr. Rogers.
If you've survived through now, what is episode 5 or 6? I don't know what this is.
This is the seventh episode, but it's the sixth number. Yes.
All right, so you now are fully aware that we have solved, thank you, Jessica, the audio problem.
Have we?
We think. We're going to find
hope
out.
So.
All right, Speaking Millennial, we'll be back every Wednesday. Look for it. Download us on iTunes. You probably know that because you're listening.
I need to say this. If you go to iTunes, you got to help us out. You got to rate and review us so that other people can find us. Rate and review. If you're too old to know what that means, ask a millennial. You should know how to talk to him by now because you've been listening to this podcast. Rate and review, please.
Yeah. Outstanding.
And we'll read the award-winning reviews on the podcast.
We will read some of the reviews.
We'll
I like that.
The reviews.
Whatever you review,
I
we will
put
read.
That on the air.
On New Jersey 101.5, you have to do this.
Come on. All right. I am at Bill Spadia on Twitter. Follow me.
At Chasing Chestnut on Twitter.
I am
you don't
at,
know what you are on Twitter.
At Gland Cam. Gland underscore Cam.
Nice and Flemmy.
Here's what you do. Go to speakingmillennial.com and you'll find all of us. And at Glam Cam. Thank you, Nicole, for joining us.
Yes, no problem.
Right,
thanks
millennial
for having
guest.
Me.
How about that? Very all nice. Right. See you soon.
That's not how it works.
This is such a nice conversation.
I don't know how any of this works.
Stop.